Night falls over the demon's house. The light gently fades as it reaches the grounds, as if it were too tired to carry on, falling into a void of languor and relaxation. A kind of inky pleasure hangs over the grounds, creeping into the very air. Every breath is seductive, dragging more and more of the denizens into its thrall. And seduction is the name of the game. This place exists to lure the unwary in, and give them good reasons to stay. Safe, pleasurable, and there are denizens here. After all, the mistress of this house happens to have quite a few hangers-on, devotees, individuals who spend their time in peaceful ease and relaxation here, and therefore have little need to go into the outside world. The magical font that sustains that place gives them more than enough comfort and safety. Even nourishment can be found there. Not too long ago, a champion did wander in and encounter the lady of the house, and walk with her through slow exploration of that place and of themselves. And through artful wordplay, you listened and fell into the relaxation thereof. But somebody with a powerful purpose, with a goal, is not so easily dissuaded. And through careful thought about what exactly to agree with, even internally, the demon's newest pet had managed to hang on to their purpose. Sometimes they would doff their puppy persona and dwell in the real world, wander through it, go, defend, explore. But always they found their way back, and always they were welcomed back. Perhaps Seraph had decided to lure this one in by degrees. That was always her way, to give someone just enough rope to suspend themselves in autoerotic bliss. And that's how it goes. Being allowed to leave just made returning more attractive. And returning always became a more potent fuel for pleasure. But now, whether by force of will or design, you've informed Seraph that you're just going to have to move out, not return. It'll be a hard road, but it's much better than forgetting your mission, which, with all the pleasure here, you're at risk of doing. She sighs, perfect pert breasts, nude and comfortable, cute little horns on her forehead, her entire form seeming amused somehow, but understanding. Well, okay, puppy. It's been fun, I understand. But don't think I'm going to undo any of the magic so far. Those were all fair deals. And you made out like a bandit. You know you have bargaining skill enough to compete with little old me. So, I'll just have to make you one final offer. Here, come over here. She gestures to a seat by the fire. Well, no. She gestures to the bearskin rug in front of it. And, moving with comfort, perhaps almost automatically, perhaps instantly on hands and knees, you adopt your posture. Memories flood back of crawling across this rug and curling up by the fire, of how you were slowly trained and weaned off of needing knee pads and needing special gloves, how you learned to walk just right and your body adapted. This is the kind of place where bodies adapt easily. And maybe the memory even returns of this exact place, sleeping here, both of you falling asleep near the fire instead, other pets and slaves in attendance. But now, you adopt your posture. And it might be odd that you find it no different from sitting in the chair, but sitting in the chair would be wrong. She takes her seat in a chair. which of course puts your seated on the floor form at eye level with her spread, and they are spread legs, staring at her rigidness, her wetness, both brought into prominence, visible, throbbing. Then again, she's almost always aroused, and almost always willing to work hard to satisfy whichever fetish is on her mind at the moment. She stares down. Now, I've offered you a place at my table. I've offered you useful skills. I'm sure you could actually make some money renting yourself out as a puppy slave in the city, you know. You follow commands. Remember me teaching you how to sit, how to roll over, how to shake. And perhaps without thinking, you adopt the seated posture. Lay slowly on your back and move over, and then roll, and then rise back to your haunches. And at the final word, your hand might fly up, extended, wrist drooping, so that you can hang your paw over her hand when she reaches out and shakes it. If she hadn't, you would have just left your hand hanging there, waiting. That's a response that's been enmeshed at deeper and deeper levels over time. It's probably one of her favorites, possibly because it demonstrates that instantaneous response, a particular type of instantaneous response to stimuli. She says, shake, and your hand goes up and you shake. Harmless, but a very fun-trained response for a puppy pet. And she looks down, pleased. She begins to look sad, and maybe concern rises in you. After all, despite her reputation, she's never been anything but kind, offering you a roof and useful training, keeping you away from danger. But some things are more important, and deep within drives that urge to go out and explore. After all, you have a natural curiosity. Any puppy does. And walks on a leash just aren't quite doing it. Then again, what puppy doesn't have that urge to run and run until they bite the horizon only to realize they're so far from home? These thoughts and others might play across your mind, staring at her form, remembering times with your ears being squeezed by her thighs, your long, perhaps unnaturally elongated now, tongue exploring her, making her moan and gasp with pleasure, both pleasure at your indulgence in animalism, and pleasure at her control. But such times must be past. They're simply too beguiling. The temptation is simply too powerful and overriding. And she stares down, pensive, her hands, fingers tented above her perfect bust. And she gazes at you, as if wondering what to do with an unruly pet. And in a sense, I guess she is. She sighs. Fine, I'll make you a final offer. And all you have to do is refuse. And once you have, you'll find it easier to go about your business. See, that's the simplest part. I'm just going to rescind everything. Yes, I know. Some of that will inconvenience you, but I have to have my fun too. So she begins to speak. Well, let's see. We have the house over your head. You won't be allowed to stay here. We have the meals at my table. You won't be welcome there anymore. But in exchange, I'll put back your ability to fend for yourself in a limited fashion. That won't protect you from all the dangers out there, though. And I'll restore that ability and desire to walk upright. And abruptly, maybe the thought returns to your mind, sitting in this posture is very weird. And, rising without thinking, you move to the chair across from her. Take a seat. Perhaps even cross one ankle over to the opposite knee and sit in a dignified fashion for the first time in a long time. And she continues to speak. You remain silent, listening. Maybe. I'll also take away the soporific, hypnotic effect my voice always has. Instead, it'll only be when we're engaging in consensual play, if I ever see you again, which I might not. Because I will remove that collar around your neck, too, The one that always guides you back here to the mansion. You'll have to enter like anybody else. And it might be quite difficult to make it to the manor house if I'm feeling cross with you. Which I am. What else? And maybe your face droops in disappointment, but she continues. Well, I'll take back the physical enhancements I've made to you. In exchange for restoring your original intellect and libido in its original state. And I suppose that I won't go too overboard in charging you for all this time. I'll just take whatever gems you had on you when you came. Yes. And then I will set you outside the gates and I will let you go. Oh, and I'll take any memories you have of this place. And restore any memories of the outside that you've given up in exchange for the various benefits you enjoyed while you were here. Yes, that all seems reasonable. But really, are you sure? And already the thoughts are returning. Already your mind is becoming clearer, returning to its original state. She smirks and tenses her fingers once more. But you know, all those things you're losing. Are you really sure? Okay, here we go. And she points, and the door out of the manor swings open with a gesture of her hand, creaking of hinges. Dim, shadowy attendants can be seen outside. Her other pets, male and female, none so favored as you. Imagine what you're giving up. And then she explains, you get up and leave, and we will just forget about all this. But if you want to go back, I'll extend you a final offer. All those little things I just restored. If you want to give them up, all you have to do is not walk out that door. But already you're on your feet, preparing to head for it. All you need to do instead is shake. And the word echoes in your head. You find your hand coming up, extending. But since you're no longer a puppy, it's extending. Just like normal. Offering her the handshake, she looks surprised. Are you sure? I thought you wanted to leave. But the words maybe catch in your mind. Maybe that response is a little too well-trained. Or maybe she left just one bargain still in place. Her dainty hand clasps yours. And instantly that urge to be on hands and knees returns. The other parts are a little slower. She grips the back of your neck, the collar that never really left, in hand. She leans in, a husky whisper. I do so love our role play. We'll have to do this again next week. It serves as such a nice little outlet for all those leftover urges. I'd never want to fully repress them. It would make innocence play no fun. Anyway, don't attempt to fight it. It'll fade over the next couple of minutes. The memories, the urges, and you'll be back where you belong. And gradually, you are back where you belong, on your hands and knees, staring up at Mistress, waiting for orders or an opportunity to play, or anything that might prompt further pleasure for her and further entertainment for you. Waiting obediently for the next order, whether it be shake, sit, roll, lick, serve, or just keep her feet warm. And as she stares down at you, she reaches down and grabs that collar, knotting her fingers around it, running them over your back. And as she stares, perhaps we rescind from this scene. Our vision remains on it in your mind. And as we move away, the dusk light remains, making that place cool and calm and safe. And so it shall remain. And so that champion shall remain as you return gradually to yourself and wake. Good job.